I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at spinquest.com. SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It is pretty crazy that you need a license to drive, but if you want to have a kid, you just go for it. That's how I'm feeling this morning after reading a headline that former Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson is expecting his first baby with his girlfriend Elsie Hewitt. There's no word on how far along she is. They just posted on social media. Something along the lines of, well, everyone knows we've had sex now. Anybody else?
And that's very surprising for Pete Davidson. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, guy's having sex.
I think he's going to be a great dad.
Really?
I really, really do. And especially, I think he has a unique perspective because he lost his father at such a young age that he's going to want to give that kid everything and be there for that kid, that he's just going to end up being an exceptional father.
I really pull for that dude because you've seen him go through his younger periods where he's just completely off the rails. And he's been very vocal about trying to mature. You know, he's getting his tattoos taken, you know, having them removed. He said he looks in the mirror and he understands now, looking at those tattoos, he was just trying to hide himself from everybody. He's been addicted to drugs before and he's coming out of all that. And I'm with Kristen. I think the guy's pretty dang level-headed now. I think he's going to be a great dad also. I don't know if he's going to be a great husband or whatever they're going to do, but I think he's going to be a great dad.
It seems like a good season for him. Like he's, like you said, he's right at that point of maturity and going into like finding peace with himself. And I feel like when you do have a child, that's important. Where are you in your life? And I don't know him, but it seems like a good piece.
That's a good point. I mean, if you're willing to spend six figures on removing your tattoos and also going through all of that pain, I think it shows definite signs of growth. I think I just see photos like this from celebrities, and sometimes I wonder if they just feel like they've accomplished so much in their life that they're looking for any sort of like purpose, and some of that purpose can manifest as a child. Like, for example, these two haven't been publicly dating for very long. Like, they've been public since March of 2025. And so it just kind of makes you wonder, like, are you two prepared to do this together as a couple? Or is this something that maybe you guys did on a whim because you guys fell in love hard and fast? No pun intended. That's, no one has any comment on that?
No,
you're just
going
to stare at me?
No, I mean, I slightly disagree. I feel like he's 31, and whether this was planned or not planned, who's to say? That's only for them to know. But I feel like, yeah, at 31, even if you're not ready, the fact that a kid's coming, I think he's going to step up and I think he's going to do a great job.
And I think a lot of this does have to do with their partnership. I think you can go throughout your life immature and in one way. And we only see the public side of it also. But when the right woman comes along, I really do think it is not hard to make the transition.
All right. Well, Nicolas Cage is finally speaking out about something that has been not public knowledge for a while. So I guess he used to date Sarah Jessica Parker. This is one of those scenarios where I was like, I wasn't sentient when they dated. So when I find out that they dated, I'm like, oh my God, these two A-listers used to be a couple. Like, that's so interesting. Like, odd couples you would never pair together. So I guess they dated when they were doing a movie called Honey honeymoon in Vegas. And he is now revealing the reason their relationship didn't last is because he, and this is a direct quote from him, did not pass the mom test. He said, "I recall sitting down with her and her mother for dinner at the Russian Tea Room. I don't know if it was my blue Vanson leather motorcycle jacket, which I still have, or my sinusitis, but I didn't hear from her ever again." Isn't that crazy? You go out for one meal with the mom and your girlfriend and she just ghosts you?
Yeah, I think that's, I think that happens quite a bit. Like, a lot of people take a lot of credibility in what their parents say.
They have good relationships with them, yeah.
Yeah, and if mom's instinct is like, absolutely not, and points out why, I could see your daughter going, yeah. The one thing that fascinates me about this whole thing, and people in general, when you look at the people that they've dated, what do they have in common at all? So when you're looking at Matthew Broderick, right, Ferris Bueller, and Nicolas Cage, what is the commonality there?
Well, they're both actors. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's what SJP needs to, like, be able to connect with someone. You have to understand that actor's artistry mind. You have to be able to get on that same level. But Matthew Broderick, I feel like he did theater acting for a while as well, and that's where SJP got her start, too, so maybe that's how they got started, and Nicolas Cage is a very, like, serious actor, too, so maybe that's what gets SJP going.
I read this week that she almost immediately knew that when she was dating Ferris Bueller that that was it, man. Like, she knew as soon as they went out, this is going to be my guy.
Well, after the guy she dated, I mean, she was with Robert Downey Jr., and then she disclosed to Andy Cohen. Man, I envy that dude, because I know he and Sarah Jessica Parker are, like, really close friends. So, of course, she was going to disclose this information on Watch What Happens Live, because, you know, they're doing press for And Just Like That. And she admitted that she dated Nicolas Cage, and then Nicolas Cage is coming out talking about their relationship. And I'm just like, man, how you always get the good stuff.
He's got that truth serum in those Bravo studios.
He does.
You're on The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A lot of people feel like Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Love Hewitt are in an uncomfortable feud. Now, they were recently on a red carpet together for the premiere of what I believe is not a sequel, but like, or not a remake, but the sequel, the follow-up to I Know What You Did Last Summer, which is an iconic, iconic film that I still haven't seen yet. It's one of those things that's used in pop culture references, but it's, you never get around to watching it. Well, anyway, on a prior red carpet, Sarah Michelle Gellar was interviewed by Extra, and she's in the middle of commenting about, you know, how great the follow-up, the sequel is going to be. And then the interviewer asks her about Jennifer Love Hewitt's involvement in the movie, and Sarah gets so uncomfortable. She immediately goes quiet, kind of shrugs her shoulders, does a little like smirk, and then just immediately walks off.
Again, you know, there's so many great stories, and the way to honor them is to just extend that universe. And Jennifer Caton Robinson has put together an incredible cast, and the script is so much fun.
I know Jennifer Love Hewitt said that she's possibly returning. Can't tell if that's how.
I have nothing to do with that.
I have nothing to do with that. And then walks off. And then the interviewer just starts chasing her. It's like, oh, well, the holidays are coming up. And she's like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, don't run off. So then the premiere for I Know What You Did Last Summer, the follow-up, the sequel, comes out. And she does all these photos. You know, she's with her family. She's with Freddie Prinze Jr. And she doesn't get any photos with Jennifer Love Hewitt. And of course, fans of the film and the franchise are all up in her comments on social media being like, hey, girlie, like, why didn't you get any photos with her? Like, you know, you guys were in that movie together. Like, what's going on here? And she ended up having to comment on social media, and basically she just said, for everyone asking, I never got to see Jennifer Love Hewitt, who was fantastic in the movie. I was inside with my kids when the big carpet happened, and unfortunately she didn't come to the after party. If you've ever been to one of these premieres, you know it's crazy. So basically saying y'all are trying to make a big fuss out of nothing.
Making something out of nothing. I also want to address and I have seen overwhelming support and love and comments in defense and supporting, which I think is beautiful, and that's what should be. But all the trolls that attacked Jennifer Love Hewitt, over how she looked on the red carpet. Y'all need to do some soul searching.
I saw those comments. So if you didn't see the photo, I mean, Jennifer Love Hewitt just looks like your average woman in her 40s. Mm-hmm. She looks different than how she did, you know, 20 or so years ago.
Shocker.
Yeah. Women's bodies change. Oh. And I've seen so many negative comments about mm-hmm. how, you know, she's lost her looks or whatever. And I'm like, why in 2025 are we still commenting on people's appearances? Right.
They're commenting on her weight. And I came across a woman who covered all the headlines for Jennifer Love Hewitt since the day she was on Party of Five.
Oh, yes.
Till, I know you love
her so much.
You love that show.
Yeah.
From Party of Five all the way to this premiere of I Know What You Did Last Summer, the sequel. And the way the tabloids attack her, too skinny, lost her curves. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, why is she gained so much weight? Oh my God, she's too skinny. And I mean, it's like, it goes back and forth. That woman walked the red carpet. She looked beautiful. And for the people that got online and felt the need to comment about her size, go to hell.
Damn, okay. I didn't know you was going to tell him to go that long. I ain't mad at it, though.
I just want to know, to like the general, what is the idea? What weight are women allowed to be? Because you're either too big or you're too skinny or too muscular. You have any muscle.
I didn't know how to finish that.
Yeah, I saw you searching for it.
I did. I searched for it, and that was literally the only thing that came out.
The lowest common denominator, right?
That was literally the only thing that came out. I was just like, my God, like, oh, God, the woman, a break, jeez.
Look, I'm looking at these pictures that people apparently were ripping on. She still looks beautiful.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, it
makes zero sense.
Oh, it does make sense, because those are people who are just miserable people who are looking to make other people miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I shouldn't have said that. I apologize.
No, you should have said it. You should have said it. In fact, why don't you say it again?
Double down. I don't think it'll hit the same way.
No, probably not.
I mean, we could branch off into another and the same conversation we've had over and over and over again about comments online and what the world is turning into. It's not going to change anything, man.
Is
this all going to change? It's not.
But what has been amazing, and if you go, because I went to, I mean, it depends on what account posted it and who's in the comments, but there are others where, like, when you go into the comments and everybody's like, these comments have passed the vibe check. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the support we need to see for women and men and people in 2025. That it's tearing people down. Let's do better.
Mm-hmm. We need to normalize not vocalizing every thought that comes across our mind. Go into your group chat. Talk smack about her in the group chat and label it like Ozempic girlies or whatever. I don't know.
You're on The Burt Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.